This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled to visit with one of the great CEOs out there. We get a chance today to visit with David Verinder. David's the CEO of the Sarasota Memorial Healthcare System, a great system, and just a pleasure to visit him. We're really going to talk to David about two core things today. What does the system look like in 5 to 10 years? And also, what is he most focused on and excited about currently? David, can I ask you to take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Sarasota Memorial?
Sure. First off, Scott, it's great to talk to you again. Always enjoy doing these things with you. I'm David Verinder. I've been the president and CEO at Sarasota Memorial for the past 8 years and been with the system for the past 16 years. Sarasota Memorial is a public hospital in Southwest Florida and the beautiful county of Sarasota. We're the big player here. So our main hospital, our Sarasota campus is, about a 900-bed facility, and we have a new satellite hospital in the south part of the county or in Venice, Florida. And we've been just really growing for the last, many years and providing excellent service and look forward to doing that for many more.
And talk about that for a second, because you are in a growing area. You're one of the places in the country where you're building another hospital. Talk a little bit about, sort of the growth and then what that looks like. Sort of, you're thankfully in a place with explosive growth and economics work. And what does that look like 5 to 10 years from now?
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, like every community, our community ebbs and flows, and it has areas that are very mature to it and other areas that are emerging. And so we are looking at, as we always do, going back in and doing whatever our patients need or our community needs are. And so right now, that's in the south part of the county for the most part. So we are putting a lot of effort and synergies for the healthcare system and investments into that area. We opened a new hospital in Venice, like I mentioned a minute ago, back in November, and we're already at capacity there. We have already announced and have already under construction to double the size of that hospital. So it's been open for 8 months, and we're already in a massive expansion. We have a lot of other strategic plans throughout the service area, but particularly in South County, to add more services for that growing community. And we're looking forward to continuing that investment. We've been here. We're coming up on our 100-year anniversary, and we really look to stay very significant in this space.
Fantastic. What you talk about in so many of these growing communities, housing for team members has become a bigger and bigger challenge. Talk to us for a moment. Is that a challenge in your area of the world? I hear about that more and more, different communities. What's the situation with that? Are your team members able to find housing? How does that look for affordable housing and so forth?
Well, it's a challenge. It's a huge challenge, particularly in the north part of the county. Which is where the city of Sarasota is. Real estate prices and rents have gone up dramatically over the last 2 years. And they were already pricey before that. So a lot of our team members, we have 8,000 employees right now, live in north of Sarasota County or part south, mainly because of housing prices. There is no simple answer to that. There's no simple solution. We keep working with our county and our city trying to look for new and innovative ways to address those issues. But those are going to be long-term and solutions that come along with that. It's going to take some time. We're lucky that in the emerging area of our service area, which is really kind of to the south and to the north of us, the housing is more reasonable, still high, but more reasonable. And a lot of our team members are choosing to live in those areas and finding ability to do that.
Thank you very, very much. It seems like it's a near and dear issue for so many systems today, particularly in growing communities and so forth. Talk for a second, David Verinder, about what are you most focused on and excited about currently?
So this past November, we opened the new hospital down in Venice, a new community hospital, 110 beds. And we also, at the same time, opened a new cancer center or cancer institute. So we are, those are two very different projects. But I've been very excited to see those both coming online and beginning to take form and really start to mature already. I'm looking forward to the Cancer Institute continuing to develop, to add specialties, and we're definitely on a journey. We're already adding a second tower to it, probably starts construction later this year, a new 9-story tower, and we're going to continue to develop partnerships and synergies to really be the answer for oncology needs in this region. And we've put a lot of money into it already. We're going to continue to put more and more investments into it and partner with different people.
How far away is Venice from Sarasota? How far is that community?
So it's about a 45-minute drive from the city of Sarasota to the city of Venice, but probably more like 20 miles. And so takes a little bit to get there, but as the bird flies, not that far. The Venice community, as we continue to grow, we are continuing to add physicians, add staff, add beds and capacity to that center. And I really think that you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, that facility is going to be at a whole different scale than what it is today, and it's going to really be a regional attraction.
Fantastic. Just one more question, David. You've had this great leadership career there before you became CEO, then CEO for the last 8 years. Any two thoughts you would give to an emerging leader, or one thought, anything you'd specifically tell an emerging leader about leadership and how to think about leadership?
Yeah, I think that it's always good to align yourself with people who you trust, who you can watch and use as a mentor. I think it's good to always have a passion. You can't do this without that. You really need to be embedded in the community you're in, be embedded into the system you're in, always be on a learning curve. I'm on one. I'm in a getting a little bit old now, and I feel like I learn every day, and I'm excited about coming to work every day. I think you have to be that to be a good leader and to have people follow and trust in you.
No, I couldn't agree more. This concept of lifelong and constantly learning is so important just for so many reasons. David, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's great to speak with you. I'm a huge fan of your community and you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the opportunity.